Thank God that can share the God's word with you this morning.
我很感谢今天早上有机会跟大家一起分享神的话。
I appreciate the worship team this morning.
我为我们的敬拜团队非常感恩。
Indeed, you know, the song really expresses why we come to worship.
因为他们所写的诗歌真的是让我们知道我们为什么来敬拜我们。
Based on our understanding of God's mercy and His grace. And this is will be something that we need to focus on. We are saved not because of how good
we are.
It's God's mercy and grace.The book of Philemon is one of the very interesting books. It is one of the shortest books in all Ephesus. In fact, you know, this is one of the, what they call the prison epistles. This is a time that Paul was in prison in Rome for approximately 2 years.
那这个时候，保罗在罗马坐监已经有两年之久了。
And during that particular time, he had sent out four different letters to churches, and this one to an individual.
那我们知道，在那期间，保罗写了四本监狱书信，有一些是送到教会，但这一本写给个人的。
What's so interesting about this book is that it addressed to an individual.
那我们可以看到很有趣的一点，说这一本书信是写给一个个人。
But it also mentioned that to share it in the church.
Sorry.
要 share.
他也说这本书信虽然写给个人的，但也要与教会分享。
I believe that this book is really highlighting the way that we should live.
那我个人深信这本书所写的也是我们基督徒所应当写的。
Christian is not just listening to God's word.
那我们作为基督徒不只是单单听神的话。
It's important for us to do what God asks us to do.
更重要的是我们要去行神所告诉我们的那些事。
If we do what God asks us to do,
如果我们要去行神所告诉我们的事，
that's how I can demonstrate the love of God.
这样我们才能彰显神的爱。
That can manifest in our life.
我们才在我们身上能够彰显神自己。
We give the glory to God, not to ourselves.
我们将荣耀也归给神，而不是归给我们自己。
And it is also, hopefully, this is a conviction for all of us, knowing that we can do better.
我也希望通过这篇讲道，让我们都有个确信，其实我们每个人都可以做得更好。
Because if you examine your life, 要先检查啊。
等你自我检查的时候。
You will find out that you can do a lot better.
你会发现，其实你可以做得更好。
Okay. So today, when we study the book of Philemon,
所以今天早上我们再来讲《腓立门》这本书。
And just a little bit background about this book.
我先给大家提供一些这本书的背景。
Paul was the one instrumental to lead Philemon to Christ.When he was in the church in Ephesus.
当保罗在以弗所的时候，他是对腓立门归主是一个非常重要的人。
And that is a time that Philemon is a wealthy landowner or slave master.
我们知道腓立门是一个非常富有的一个大财主，他有很多的奴隶。
And he is originally from Colossae.
他最初是从哥罗西来的。
So after he was saved and being mentored by Paul,
我们知道在保罗的教导下，腓立门归主了。
He went back to the Colossae and actually maybe in a part of the house church.
他又回到了哥罗西，并且在家里开始了神的教会。
At the same time, and something happened in his household.
那在这个时候，在他的家里就发生了一些事情。
And something very unpleasant is one of his slaves went away.
也是一个不太愉快的事，就是他的一个奴隶逃跑。
And of course, this is something I don't think that he maybe be known to a lot of people.
我想说这件事虽然对他来说他也没有让很多人知道。
But I believe that he hold it in his heart.
但我知道说这个事在他心里也是一件事情。
Okay. So this I think is God's wisdom to write this letter to Philemon.
我也相信保罗写这本书给腓利门也是出自于神的智慧。
And to help him to grow and to mature in our Lord Jesus.
他也这本书也帮助了腓利门在基督里能够更加成长，更加成熟。
So we're going to go into the scripture right away.
我们也现在先看一下经文怎么说的。
I will try to highlight a few things, you know, in this scripture. And also maybe get to some reference in the other scriptures in the Bible.
对这本书里面我会提出几个重点，也会引用一些其他的经文。
So we know that the writer of this book is Paul.
我们知道这本书的作者是使徒保罗自己。
And also that, you know, and I mentioned earlier that he wrote this book while he was imprisoned in Rome.
那之前我也提过说他这本书是他在罗马坐监的时候。
And also we know that the recipient is not only Philemon, but also his family and the house church that is in the house.
我们也知道说这个收信人不只是腓利门自己，也包括腓利门的家人和在他家里的教会。
One of the questions is that why did Paul wrote this particular letter to Philemon?
那我们有一个问题，说为什么保罗要给腓利门写这么样一本书呢
？The main thing is that later we will find out that really is to very specific to ask Philemon to receive Onesimus back.
那我们后面就能看到，说保罗写这本书是为了让腓利门接纳奥尼西姆回来。
This is the main reason for him to restore the relationship and the hurt that he had.What Onesimus had done to him.
他也希望说腓利门跟阿尼西姆关系得到恢复，也希望腓利门心里的伤害能够得到平复。
And also remind Philemon that you need to forgive him.
他也提醒腓利门说你需要饶恕阿尼西姆。
The underlying reason is that because we are all forgiven.By Jesus on the cross.
那最根本的原因是因为我们在基督里都已经被主耶稣饶恕了。
But he believed that Philemon is a mature Christian.
他也相信说腓利门是一个非常成熟的基督徒。
It's not just something like you say, okay, forgive and forget. He's not that kind of person.
他也不是说他不是那种，我饶恕就忘记的。
In fact, he would use this situation.To honor God.
他希望说腓利门用这样的一个机会来荣耀神。
And that's very important. See, everything that we do is not to bring the honor and glory to us, but to serve God.
这也是让我们看到，作为基督徒最重要的使命是，不是把荣耀归给自己，而是来荣耀神。
It doesn't matter whether people know it or don't.
不管别人知道还是不知道。
But it's God who knows what is in your heart.
但神却知道我们心里所想的。
And that's very important.
这是最重要的事。
So this particular book is actually, and give us a good example how we live our Christian life.
所以这本书实际给我们看到一个例子，我们怎样过一个基督徒的生活。
I'm sure that you're all familiar with the gospel, the four gospels.
我们知道说大家都熟悉四福音，四本福音书。
The one of the virtues that Jesus taught us is.
的最早的
virtue.
最早的一个基督徒的美德，主耶稣教我们的一个其中的一个基督徒的美德就是。
Is forgiveness.
就是去饶恕。
So we can look at the Matthew chapter 6:14-15 here.
那我们可以看一下马太福音六章十四节到十五。
Can you read it?
Okay. Yeah, you go ahead. Do you want to read English first?
No, I'm not reading English, but this is the Chinese.
Oh, okay. 我读一下中文，他说你们马太福音六章十四到十五节，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们。你们若不饶恕人的过犯，你们的父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
This is a very strong warning about how we live our Christian life.
这是一个非常严肃的警告，就是告诉我们如何过一个基督徒的生活。
You see, I guess I lecture a lot of verses talk about forgiveness.
我们其实在圣经里有很多的经文是讲饶恕这一主题的。
You probably more than total, if you look at the concordance, you find out that forgiveness is probably something like 120 something different scriptures.
Yeah, 所以你看整本圣经的话，如果你看这些圣经的词典，它会提到说讲饶恕这个题目超过120个。
But I only pick a few, so that just reminding in our head and our mind.
所以，但是在这里，这些的经文里边，我只挑了几点来提醒我们去饶恕。
And this is God required of us as a Christian.
这是神对我们的教导。
And the second, this is only the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 25.
接下来我们看一下马可福音 11:25.
Yeah.
十一章二十五节。你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
Isn't it interesting that when God reminded us that if you go to worship Him, you want to make sure that you have a clean conscience?
神在此提醒我们，当我们去敬拜神的时候，神让我们里面有一个清洁的良心。
And this is the one that we need to remember that he said you have to go and forgive your brother before you come back to worship.
神在此也提醒我们，如果我们要去敬拜神的话，我们应该先当饶恕我们的弟兄，然后来到神的面前去敬拜。
Now we go look at the Gospel of Luke.
现在我们看一下路加福音。
Chapter 6, verse 37.
六章三十七节。这里说你们不要论断人就不被论断，你们不要定人的罪就不被定罪，你们要饶恕人就必蒙饶恕。
See, this particular scripture reminding us that God is the final judge for everything.
那这几节经文其实在提醒我们神是最终对我们行为的最终的审判者。
And it's not our responsibility to decide who is right and who is wrong.
那不去判断别人对与错不是我们的责任。
It's really telling us ourselves, knowing that we follow what God asks.
那这里也告诉我们，我们应当去听神的话，照着神的话去行。
It's the most common thing that people offend in us.
那就是当人得罪我们的时候。
It's something that they do, something that they say.Did not meet our expectation.
大部分都是说他们所说的或者所做的，其实没有按照我们心里所想。
That is because you want to put your standard, in front of the people.
这就是说你在把你的标准加于别人。
And that's not what God asks us.
但是这并不是神让我们所去行的。
God wants us to live out His standard in our life. 神要我们活出来。
神让我们活出他自己的标准。
生命。对。So this is again, in Luke, we talk about that. The last one is the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 23.
我们最后看一下约翰福音二十章二十三节。你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
See, this particular verse really reminding us that.What you have done to other people, it will come back to you.
这句话确实在提醒我们，我们对别人所行的，我们也将如此被对待。
And this is important.
这是非常重要的。
Because the idea behind this word is telling us that always remember to forgive.
那这句经文其实告诉我们，一直在提醒我们，我们能做的唯一的事情就是要去饶恕。
And also restore our relationship.
并且就恢复我们与人的关系。
So now we could look at this particular one from verse 4 to 7.
那我们现在主要看一下第腓立门书的第四节到第七节。
And this particular part, okay, is a sort of like a description of how Paul, you know, telling us how well he knows Philemon.
那这几节经文让我们看到说，其实保罗是非常了解和认识腓立门的。
In fact, you know, because Philemon had a church in his home.
我们知道，因着腓立门在家里有一个教会，是在他家里聚会。
It's a place that he shared the gospel.
可能他就是与人是传福音的人。
And also the place that he also mentored other new believers.
他也是在这里培训新门徒的人。
He used his wealth.
他也是用他的财富。
To glorify God.
他用他的财富来荣耀神。
See, that is the reason why Paul is really aware of that what he's doing in the church in Colossae.
所以这就知道保罗为什么如此了解腓立门在哥罗西教会所行的。
One of the things, the first thing we look at that is the verse 4 saying that Paul's always praying for Philemon.
那我们从这经文也可以看到说保罗其实常常为腓立门来祷告。
Knowing the challenge the church has faced.
他也知道说在腓立门家哥罗西教会所面临的难处。
But the thing is that he lived out his faith.
也看出腓立门活出了他的信心。
And using the gift that he has.
用他自己所得的恩赐。
To benefit all the believers.
使他周围所有的信徒都能够受益。
I think that is really true in our church at this time.
我也说在我们教会也是如此。
I really appreciate that even though we do not have a leading pastor in this church.
我非常感恩的是，在我们教会，虽然我们暂时还没有一个带领的牧师
，But we have our, you know, elder candidate.
但是我们知道有一些服侍的弟兄。
Elder candidate.
有一些长老的候选人。
During this last year, they have been working faithfully.
我们知道说，去年一年，他们都在忠心的服侍。
It's because they want to maintain.The peace and also the unity of this church.
我们知道他们在竭力保守教会的和平与合一。
But a lot of times we might not realize what they are doing.
但是好多时候我们可能并看不到他们在做什么。
I think Paul here reminding us that we need to pray for our church here.
我想保罗再次提醒说，我们虽然看不到，但我们可以为这些人来祷告。
And then also that he also asked that the prayer that you know they are.Really effective to sharing the gospel, you know, and also understanding the main message of what the gospel is all.
他也在为腓立门所分享的信心来祷告，希望说腓立门所传的福音是大有功效，然后知道福音的根本是什么。
This is a paragraph that Paul really showing his appreciation.For what a model Christian is doing.
Model. 所以在这里看到说，保罗其实为这些带领的基督徒非常的感恩。
You see that your faith is a living faith.
可以看到他们活出了他们的信仰。
It's not something we talk about. It's how we live it out.
不是说他们嘴上说说而已，而是他们生命中真正活出来了。
Because that when Paul you find comfort in what he's doing.
因为保罗从腓立门所做的事工中大得安慰。
And he also received so much joy because that one of his mentee, Philemon, had been doing the kind of things that God entrusted Paul to do.
我们也看到说，在保罗的带领下，腓立门也在做保罗所做的事情，这让保罗心里大得喜乐。
So you know that, you know.Paul and Philemon have very close relationship.
所以从此我们可以看到，他跟保罗和腓立门其实有非常亲密的关系。
But in order to communicate, I think that's good that during that particular time, the church members somehow relay the message back and forth.
在那个时候，我们知道说，保罗与教会之间的沟通都是通过书信的。
The most important thing, knowing that this particular paragraph is saying that.Philemon is a blessing and an encouragement to other people.
那从这段可以看出说，腓立门其 圣徒都是一个很大的祝福和鼓励。
I hope that you reminding each one of us that we are a blessing to others.
我也希望这对我们来说是一个鼓励。我们其实每个人对周围的人都是一个祝福和鼓励。
Like what I mentioned earlier, we need to live in faith.
正如我之前所说的，我们应该活出我们的信仰。
Now the second part is from verse 8 to 22.
那 第二段是从第八节一直到二十二节。
And this is the center of this whole letter.
其实这一段才是这封书信的核心。
One of the things that earlier you mentioned about that the relationship between Philemon and Paul is that.Paul is the one who leading Philemon to come to know Jesus.
之前我们提到说，保罗跟腓利门有一个特别的关系，因为是保罗带领腓利门归主的。
We can say that Philemon owed the debt of his salvation for Paul, even though we know that it's from Jesus on the cross that we receive that forgiveness.
我们甚至可以说，其实腓利门是从借着保罗得了救恩，但是我们知道说是因为耶稣的救赎使腓利门得救。
So that when verse 8, you see now this is a time that Paul really highlighted what he really wanted to do at this particular letter.
那第八节其实保罗就表明了他在这本书最终的目的是想要做什么。
Here he is really talking about the truth that he understands from God.
在这里第八节是说，可以看出保罗是在讲他在神所认识到真理。
Is that if we know something is really from God's command?
如果你知道某些事情是神的命令
，we have to do.
我们就应当去那样子。
However, Paul did not put his authority over Philemon.
但是保罗在腓利门上并没有实行这样的权利。
He realized that what he's asking Philemon to do is really out of the ordinary.
他知道说他接下来让腓利门去做的其实是一件不寻常的事情。
And that's why he said that, he said, yet for love's sake, I prefer to appeal to you.
所以他在这本书说，我宁可凭着爱心主。
If you look at here, that is how he humbled himself.
在这我们看到说保罗真的是在谦卑自己。
In fact, Philemon is really aware that the reason Paul is in prison is because he is preaching the gospel.
腓利门也知道保罗之所以在监牢里是因为传福音的缘故。
He is suffering for Christ's sake.
他在为主受苦。
But he also honored.What the opportunity God has given him so he can reach out to the prison personnel and all the people he comes into contact with.
他也在此也在监狱里面。
In the prison.
所以保罗在监牢里也认识到说这是神的旨意，让他可以向周围的人传福音。
劝他负责这个
监狱里的人传福音。
And then he found out that.This is for the glory of God.
他也保罗也认识到说，虽然他在监狱，他仍然可以继续荣耀神。
If you look at your life today,
如果我们看一下我们自己所处的生活
，you encounter so many opportunities.
你可以看到，其实你有很多的机会。
You think that you are demonstrating God's love?
你觉得你有在彰显神的爱吗
？I really appreciate yesterday when we went to the funeral.
非常感恩，我昨天参加了丧礼。
And this is the way that our church express our love to someone who come back to God.
这个是我们的教会的人都去参加丧礼，我相信这也是我们在向最后归主的人所表现出的爱。
You see, I think that the family really appreciate the love of this church being done to the family.
这家人非常感恩，我们教会可以在这个时候帮助他们和向他们来彰显神的爱。
In fact, the message Pastor Chu would share with them is really give them the encouragement for them to really make their commitment to come to know Jesus as well.
实际上昨天朱牧师在商礼中也分享了福音，而这个福音也让他的家人更受激励，也更愿意入主。
So when we look at verse 10, he said, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment.
这个腓立门书第十节说就是为我在勒索中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。
Now this one is really telling what happened to Onesimus, what happened with this particular individual.
这句话就告诉我们在阿尼西姆身上发生了什么事情。
We don't know what the reason that Onesimus left Philemon and went to Rome.
我们不知道说阿尼西姆最初为什么要逃离，从腓立门家逃走，要逃往罗马。
But this is a very severe violation of the law at that particular time.
但是我们知道在当时的社会情况下，逃跑的奴隶，这是一个非常严重的一个罪行。
A slave owner had the most authority.On every slave that they own.
我们知道说当时的奴隶主在奴隶身上是有完全的主权的。
I'm not sure whether Philemon taking advantage for this loving kindness of this particular Christian and then take advantage and run away.
我不知道阿尼西姆是不是因为腓立门是一个非常有爱心的主人就逃跑。
And not only that, if you look at that, you find that.Not only that he went away, I think that he stole something from Philemon as well.
从经文中，我们可能可以推测出，说他不仅是从腓立门家逃跑了，他可能也偷了一些钱财。
But Paul made it very clear to Philemon.
但是在此，保罗却向腓立门清清楚楚地说
，He pleaded for he pleaded for Onesimus, telling Philemon that.He is truly a repentant Christian.
但是对此，保罗却告诉腓立门，现在阿尼西姆是一个真真正正得救的一个基督徒。
You see, the relationship between Paul and Onesimus is so close.
可以看出说，保罗跟阿尼西姆之间的情感也是非常亲密的。
You see, that just because that he was in prison, and Onesimus is there serving him.
正因为保罗正困在监中，所以阿尼西姆其实在那里正在服侍他。
He even called Onesimus my son here.
保罗甚至称阿尼西姆说是我的儿子。
I wonder a lot of time even myself.
我好多时候自己都在想
，Do I have such a close relationship between other believers that I can consider to call them my son?
我和其他的基督徒是不是也曾经有这么亲密的关系？我甚至可以称他们为我的儿子呢
？I believe that if you invest your spiritual well-being to an individual,
我相信如果你对一个人如果倾注你所有的属灵上的关怀
，you will develop that kind of personal relationship.
那你也会有如此亲密的一个情感和情感的能力。
And Paul is saying that he's always in mindful.That everyone he encountered, he will use God's mercy and love to apply to every individual.
那保罗其实在他的生命中可以看到说他每碰到的每个人他都愿意来分享神的恩典和神的怜悯。
Verse 11.
我们看一下十一节。
They say, formerly he was useless to you, but now he's indeed useful to you and to me.
在这里说阿尼西姆从前与你没有益处，但如今与你与我都有益处。
In fact, the name Onesimus that means that useful.
其实阿尼西姆在希腊文中的意思就是有益的。
And also profitable.
也是说是有带来好处的。
I'm not sure who gave him that name.
我不知道谁给他起了这么好的名字。
But as a slave owner,
我们知道他的奴隶主。
I'm sure that he wants the slave to be profitable to him.
我相信奴隶主都希望奴隶是给他们带来益处。
And also, be useful.
希望对奴隶主是有帮助的。
But when Paul is saying this, he's telling Philemon that if an individual who is a non-Christian
那其实在这里保罗就告诉腓利门说这个人现在已经成为了基督徒。
He doesn't know what is the right thing to do. 他不晓得做什么对的事情。
他不需要做什么对的事情。
And that's why that when he ran away, that he is useless for Philemon.
那他逃跑的时候，对于腓利门来说，当然是毫无益处的。
And of course, you know, that incurred loss by Philemon.
而且我们知道说腓利门会因此受到一些经济上的损失。
But why Paul said that now is indeed useful to you and to me?
那在这里为什么保罗说现在阿弥信对你对我都有益处呢？
I believe that Paul said that now as a believer in the Lord Jesus.
我相信保罗的重点是想说阿弥信现在是你主里的弟兄。
And we didn't know that what his purpose in life is all about.
你现在就知道他生命中的意义是不一样的。
And that's why that he was there learning how to serve Paul in the prison, but also being growing up, to be a mature Christian.
我们知道阿尼西姆跟保罗在一起的时候，他成为了基督徒，也在保罗教导下成为一个更成熟的基督徒。
And that's an action, follow your conviction.
这所行的其实都是让他能够归向主。
你有一个 action, follow your conviction.
因为你所行的是因为你心里有这样一个信仰。
That's important. As a Christian, you have a conviction.
我们就知道，我们作为基督徒，我们心里都有一个信仰。
Remember that we have to have an action to live up our faith.
我们知道说，我们应该提醒自己说，我们所行的应该是活出我们的信仰。
Remember the book of James talks about that, faith without work is dead.
我们知道说在雅各书中说如果信心没有行为，其实信心就是死的。
And that is very important for us to grasp this reason.
那其实对我们来说，能够了解和掌握这个原则是至关重要的。
And now the verse 12 saying that, see, Paul is willing to send one of his useful servants back to Philemon for a reason.
从十二节中我们可以看到说保罗再次打发对他其实很有帮助的一个仆人回到腓利门那里，其实有他特别的目的。
You see, Paul tell Philemon that this particular individual, one time he sins against you, now he is the love of my heart.
其实在此保罗是告诉腓利门说，虽然阿尼西姆以前是一个逃跑的奴隶，曾犯罪得罪了腓利门，但现在对保罗来说确实非常一个有帮助的地区。
You see, you can be useful if you commit your life to God Christ.
我们知道说，如果我们把我们的生命交给主的话，我们就会成为一个有用的人。
And that's important. You know, if you don't have live out your Christian mandate, sometimes I would encourage you to examine your life in what area that you can improve.
但是有些时候我们没有活出基督的生命，在此我就非常鼓励你。自己反省一下，看你生命中到底是哪一个方面让你不能活出基督的生命。
One of the important things is that Paul is telling Philemon.
这个重要的事情说，保罗其实把这个主权交给了腓利门。
I believe that he is actually giving Philemon a blessing.
他其实我是看到说，其实保罗是在给腓利门一个祝福。
What is this blessing?
那这个祝福是什么呢？
The blessing is that he can live out the model of Christ in his life.
那这个祝福就是让腓利门有机会活出基督的生命。
In fact, you see, remember when Jesus died on the cross, he said, "The Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
还记得吗？主耶稣在十字架上受死的时候，他说：“父啊，请你饶恕他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
You see, this is the way that Paul encouraged Philemon.To really live out his faith.
所以借此就看出保罗其实是让腓利门活出这样的一个信仰。
Of course, he mentioned that how useful that he is, but on the other hand, he thinks that it's right to compensate for the wrong.
虽然说保罗说阿尼西姆对他是非常有用的人，然 后对腓利门也是有用的人，但还是愿意弥补腓利门所遭受的损失。
See, sometimes that when we, let's say we have offended other people.
如果举例说，等我们冒犯了别人的时候
，And you get to look at ourselves in what way that we offended people or sin against other people.
我们要想一下，我们到底如何冒犯了别人，到底在哪里得罪了别人
？If it caused harm.
如果有一些损失的话
，And also caused financial loss.
如果有一些经济损失的话。
We should compensate.
我们都应该补偿。
But this is the one that Paul is really setting up for Onesimus.
所以这次我们看见说保罗在把阿尼西姆送回去的时候，他也是这样做的。
Instead of keeping Onesimus in Rome to help him, he sent him back.
虽然就是保罗其实可以把阿尼西姆留在罗马继续服侍他。但他还是把阿尼西姆送回他主人腓利门那里。
And he also telling Philemon that, even though he had left you for uncalled for reason.
虽然他也告诉腓利门说，虽然阿尼西姆离开了他，
离开了他。But this is a time that God turned a bad thing into good.
但人看到说神在这里去把一个坏事变成了一件好事。
Well, this is a good example of what Paul wrote in Romans 8:28.
所以这也是提醒我们保罗在就像罗马书8:28所说的。
See, all things are work for the good for those who love him and according to his purpose.
我们知道说神让万事都互相效力，是叫爱神的人来得益处。
And also now because they can restore the relationship.
那现在正因着腓利门跟阿尼西姆有机会恢复他们之间的关系。
That is a big change in that particular church, in that church.
我相信在当地的教会是一个非常大的一个改变。
One of the most special character about the New Testament church at that particular time.
在新约的教会中有一个非常特别的事情。
Is that they break down all the barriers.
就是基督把所有的拦阻都夺去了。
See, there's no Jews or Gentiles.
无论是犹太人还是外邦人。
No, nothing between man and woman.
无论是男人还是女人。
And not that we are intellectual or common people.
无论是有智慧的人、有学问的人，还是一个普通的人。
Not that you are religious leader, no, just a regular believer.
无论你是宗教的领袖，还是一个普通的信徒。
This is the difference the church is demonstrating to the world.
那么这个就是给教会一个机会，就是向世界彰显基督。
The reason that we cannot discriminate any of the things based on our standard.
这就是说我们不能按照我们自己的标准来区别对待别人。
Yeah, because that is important for us to understand.
这件事也是我们需要认真明白和理解的。
So here, Paul telling that now Philemon is no longer a slave, but he is a brother.
他是保罗告诉腓利门说，阿尼西姆现在不只是个奴隶，他更是主里的弟兄。
But joy for a Christian is to find out that how we can help a particular individual from a lost state to be born again.
所以。那一个充满喜乐的基督徒是更平息的。
Okay. So again, for the joy that we have for Christians is that we can help an individual.
就是作为一个基督徒，我们有一个很大的喜乐，就是我们可以帮助那些。
Not from a non-believer to a committed Christian.
就帮助那些不信主的人，就是帮助他们回到主的面前。
And this is what God asks us to do.
这也是神所让我们去做的事情。
And this is part that is really to love God and love other people.
这也是说神所说的你要爱神要爱人如己的真正含义。
So that's the reason that Paul asked Philemon to receive him back to him.
Yeah, 这就是为啥保罗要把阿尼西姆送回到腓利门家里，让腓利门来接纳他。
One of the things that Paul is saying that he's willing to take up the responsibility that Onesimus had because because he might be stolen some money, you know, from Philemon.
所以可能阿尼西姆逃跑的时候偷了一些腓利门的一些东西，所以在这里保罗也愿意承担所有的经济责任。
Though he's willing, you know, to pick up the responsibility to compensate Philemon.
所以我们也看到说保罗是在这里承担所有来补偿腓利门的责任。
Again, you know, and I'm foreseeing that, and say, I want some benefit from you in the Lord.
保罗在腓利门中继续说，弟兄啊，希望我在主里能够从你得益处。
What is the benefit that Paul can receive from Philemon?
那保罗从腓利门身上到底能可以得到什么益处呢？
See, I think the joy is that we will find out that Philemon truly is being obedient to God's word.
我想说，保罗的喜乐是在于说，腓利门真正的来遵行神的命令。
He believed that Philemon is going to forgive Onesimus.
他相信说，腓利门一定会饶恕阿尼西姆。
And he would embrace his brother in Christ.
他也会来接纳这位主里的弟兄。
And they will be served together.
他们会一起在主里服侍。
Serving together peacefully is the way that we honor God.
那我们在主里彼此有平和平的服侍，对神是一个荣耀神的事情。
And this is what our church is doing now.
我相信这也是神我们现在教会正在做的一件事。
We hope that now we will be able to forgive one another.
我相信说，我希望我们大家都能够有彼此饶恕的心。
That way that we can make Christ joyful.
我们也是主的喜乐。
And then you look at the last part, verse 23 to 25.
我们现在看一下这本书的最后一段，就是23节到25节。
One of the things I forgot to mention earlier is that, you know, the last part that when what Paul is saying to Philemon is that he's saying that prepare a room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers I will be graciously given to you.
之前我忘了提到了说，其实在这个书信中，保罗也告诉阿尼西姆说，你要给我预备住处，因为我盼望借着你的祷告，必蒙恩到你那里去。
I believe that, you see, Paul has so much confidence into this mature Christian.
我们在此可以看到说，保罗对这一个成熟的基督徒腓利门有非常大的信心。
Now, even though at that particular time communication is not well.
我们知道说，在当时的社会情况下，这种彼此的沟通是不是非常便利。
I believe that this encouragement that Paul gives to Philemon, he says that I will come to you to personally thank you for what you are doing.
Yeah, 所以在这里，保罗其实想跟腓利门说，我希望我可以亲自到你那里去，来表达我对你的谢意。
So then, we come to the last part. It's going to be I went through that already. Okay, we talk about the final greeting that Paul had given to Philemon.
我们看一下说，在这封书信中，就是保罗对腓利门最后的问安。
You will see that there's a lot of names appear here is similar to the names that is in the book of Colossians.
Yeah, 所以在这里我们看到说，在这里提到好多的名字，其实我们在哥罗西书中也看到。
You see, Paul's relationship with other people is not just unbalanced. 他的关系不是不平衡。
所以我们可以看到说，保罗跟大家的关系不是一个不平衡的关系。
And this is one of the things that we as a believer, we want to treat other believer is pretty much equal.
那作为一个基督徒来说，我盼望我们对周围的人也都是有一个平等的一个关系。
Because that's how God wants us to live out the body of life in Christ.
这也是神让我们在一个基督徒的一个肢体中所对待别人的样式。
Because we are a part of the body.
我们知道我们是基督耶稣身体的一部分。
We all are important in this church.
在这个教会中，我们每个人都是至关重要的。
If you have not involved in the church, I encourage you to be part of it.
如果你还没有参与这个教会中，我希望你，我真的是盼望你可以加入到教会中来参与这个服事。
May God bless us. The effort to be obedient to His word and live out the victorious life in Christ Jesus.
我愿神祝福我们，让我们可以照他的话去行，然后让我们在教会中彰显自己神自己的荣耀。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你，谢谢你在今天在腓立门书里面告诉我们一个就是一个真理。这个真理就是要我们要活出了一个能够去宽免别人的一个生命出来，因为要是没有这个宽免的话，我们也不可以来到主的面前成为主的儿女。我们感谢主，我们也盼望在我们在这本书里面呢，我们学的一个功课，这是什么样的，都是把我们的信心放在主的手里面，让我们活出了一个生命是没有怜悯、没有爱，还是关爱其他人的生命？让我们一起教会叫 Charity， 这是为你做见证。让我们这个教会在这里就是一个敬拜我们主耶稣基督的一个殿。我们先祷告，是奉主耶稣的名求。
阿门。
阿门。